Madeline Wedders-Wheeler is a student at the University of Technology in Sydney, wrote a very passionate article about this. Madeline, thanks indeed for your time.
Yeah, hi Nick. Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
So why do you think it is a good thing for people up to 30 to stay at home?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of reasons. I suppose the most obvious one is how much cheaper it is to live at home than it is to move out. I mean, Sydney's house prices are probably more crazy than Melbourne's. But yeah, and then so there's other reasons as well. You know, you mentioned when your son moved out, you missed him a fair bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So staying at home and even moving back home allows people to be a lot closer to their parents, which is great for parents and children.
But and you also, which for your article for domain.com.au, which made me laugh, was you reckon parents are pretty good as house buddies.
Absolutely. That's sort of one of the other main reasons we went with. Working in Domain, we heard a couple of horror stories of housemates of, you know, not paying rent for months on end or stealing people's things or, you know, sleeping in other people's beds. And your parents aren't going to do that for you. You know, your parents, they're very clean housemates.
Obviously, you haven't been to our house. But so Madeline, though, do you think also that people who stay at home until they're well into their 30s, do you think they get a bad rap?
I do think so. Because there's all this data internationally saying, you know, people aren't moving out of home, it's because they're lazy. And it's like, well, maybe some of them are, but a lot of them, it can actually be quite a smart decision to stay home and save money. There's all kind of sort of little benefits of staying at home. I mean, like using your parents' car, you know, not having to do as many chores, not having to organise, paying your own bills. So, like, in some ways it's quite a smart decision.